Dvikut virkus, cleaviness and focusing and having a focus. Briti shalom, Adoni. Et kol zeh anachnu lomdim, all this that we learned previously, yesterday, days before, about the fact that a person closing the eyes is not just not to see things which you don't want to see, or isul mamash. Also, just so you can see Hashem, you can focus on Hashem, because when you look around, you just whatever you see, that's what you think of. Exactly, distracts the person. So all this we're learning in order to begin to understand where we're in this world. Because many people, for many people, emuna means that they remember that there's Hashem. Every once in a while, oh yeah, there's Hashem in the world, they say. But by Avraham Avinu, the emuna was not to forget Hashem here for one moment. That's the place where we want to be. Yeah, it's a yesod. Instead of remembering Hashem every once in a while, we should work on not forgetting Hashem. Therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't open his eyes at all, because he knew that opening the eyes will distract his mind from Hashem. And the moment he opens his eyes, his eyes will make him think about other things.
Like the blind beggar?
Can to be the blind beggar, like Rabbeinu said, exactly. To be the blind beggar is even a higher level. You know why? Because even when he sees people, he sees Hashem. That day he doesn't see people. He sees you, and he sees only Hashem. Like Abdullah spoke today. My brother's chuta here. About Shmirat HaEinayim in this internal way, from what I was talking about over here, he says, I learned from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua Kohen. And he said in the yeshiva, that he used to learn, he always says this, he used to learn in the yeshiva, when he was in the yeshiva, Bachar, he said, I knew the guy sitting next to me, and I knew my chavrusa. The one after that, I didn't know. He could sit in the same place for years, and he didn't know the person, the one after that. He was so focused on his learning and on what he, on his goal of his life, that he wasn't even confused in what's going on. And that's a spiritual guarding of the eyes that a person should adapt to himself and strengthen himself in this. Right? Besides the fact you have to guard your eyes literally from not to see things which you're not allowed to see, it's to guard your eyes even in a mismeasure. The only reason to open the eyes is to help another Jew, to help someone else, to be with someone, to. A lot of times what we do is we open our eyes and then we see what's negative about everyone. So close your eyes.
Yeah.
Rabbi Natan was like that.
But I think he pulled the curtain once and said, one less look at the world, pull the curtain.
Yeah. A person who has, he's working on prayers, working, meaning he's davening and guarding the eyes. That means that he's davening. I just want to be cleaved to Hashem. I just want to see Hashem. Like Avraham Avinu, I want to have a cheshbon nefesh for every time I opened my eyes. Was it okay? Was it not okay? Someone told me once that he was working at Shabbat 9. He says, I asked him, how do you do cheshbon nefesh? He said, I tell you, for example, I crossed the road and I opened the eyes to see there's no cars and I saw a woman. So I did tshuva and I said, if I really had bitachon in Hashem, I'll cross the road without opening my eyes.
Yes, somebody told me, he says, that's the Yisr. You pick up your eyes, and the Yisr always waiting there for you.
Yeah, they were learning from Esav. Because it says by Esav, when he met Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayisa Esav et enav, vayar et hanashim. Esav lifted up his eyes, and he saw the women.
That's what he's looking for.
That's what he's looking for. That's what the pasuk says. He lifted up his eyes. By Avraham Avinu, he lifted up his eyes and he saw malachim. He saw angels. Right?
Har Hashem. Oh, by all the officers, it's mentioned in Yisrael. It's mentioned that there. In other words, that was an out. That was a special incident.
Right. That Rav Avraham said all the time.
Their eyes were down. All right. The officers mentioned.
Rav Avraham says there. Is it fit that on this opening of the eye will be written a pasuk? I'll open it. It's not. Right? Is it a mitzvah? Am I serving Hashem by opening my eyes right now or not? Am I serving Hashem or not?
I was learning with somebody during Ben Zmani, the tour. He brought down that the Ben Ishchai, they said that you just keep your eyes down, your heart up and your eyes down.
Ramban, he brings.
In the tour. Yeah, right. But I think he's the Ben Ishkai. He never saw a shiur that he found by the Ben Ishkai that he said you should be able to see your shoes. That's if you can't see your shoes anymore, you lifted your eyes up too much.
That was levels of Shemazel. All of this that we said we could learn from the first main thing that in Judaism and everyone we all know is Kirat Shema. Kirat Shema is one of the most fundamental first thing a person learns in Judaism. When a baby, when he's born, my baby, she's 2 months old, my wife already says Kirat Shema with her. From the day she's born, she's with her Kirat Shema.
Bris.
Bris is the Kirat Shema. We say Kirat Shema all the time. With our kids, we say all the time. Yeah? Say Kirat Shema with them before they go to sleep. Famous story with I forgot who it was. They were wanted to get the kids out of the monasteries after the war.
Holocaust.
Yeah, so he went in. I forgot the name of the Rav. He went to the monastery, and the head of the monastery said, "Listen, there's no Jews over here. So what are you talking about? So you know what? I'll give you 5 minutes to recognize."
No, not even that. I think it was just a minute.
I'll give you one sentence, whatever. I'm giving you a very limited time to figure out who's Jewish, who's not. Take them. And he went in. And he said, "My holy kids, I remember our mothers told us, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Shemichai." All the Jewish kids cried out, "Shema Yisrael."
They started panicking. They saw, yeah.
Okay,
mama,
you know. And they took the kids, saved them. Because that's how it is.
I have a YouTube video on JerusalemCast.com on that one.
Yeah, because Kriyat Shema, it shows on the completeness of a person's complete emunah, complete faith. Complete loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Like the Gemara says by Yaakov Avinu, that he wanted to reveal the end of all days, right? It says,
yeah.
So he called all of his brothers, all of his sons, and then the Shekhinah left him. So he thought maybe there's a psur, there's something not good in my children, like my fathers had, like. Avram had Ishmael, and Yitzchak had Esau, maybe I also have something bad. Immediately, his children told him, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Akin, Hashem, Echad. That's all we have in our heart, only Hashem. Then immediately Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kvod Mafutza. The children of Yaakov revealed to the father through Kriyat Shema that they have complete faith and loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't even have even a thought of Kfirah. And that's what Jews did all through history. When they were killed, the Kiddush Hashem, the massacres, the Inquisition. What's the last sentence the Jew says? Shema Yisrael, Hashem. That's the sentence he says. It's written in the Shulchan Aruch? I don't think so. But it's something that just the Jews did. It's a kriya. It's a call out that I'm completely in favor of the Kiddush Baruch Hu, 100%. Like Rabbi Chan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damo, when they took him with his whole yeshiva and the whole community in Branovich, they took them together to be executed, they killed them all. So he gave a drasha, the last drasha he gave, and what did he say? We have a zchut to be like sacrifices, and just like by a sacrifice in Beis HaMikdash, you can't have any bad thoughts. Any other thoughts? Because then the carbon is possible. So if we were chosen by the Shbachim to be sacrifices, so we should all just have the emunah that the Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they'll just be willing just to give ourselves sacrifice, Baruch Hu. And that's how they died. Big zchut.
He went back. Could have saved himself.
Yeah, he could have, right? He was in America, right? He went to collect money or something.
And they said, "Don't go back, you'll be killed." He says, "No, I'm going back to teach him how to die in Kiddush Hashem."
He wasn't the only one, yeah.
You got the son.
Yeah.
And the daughter of the Chafetz Chaim also was.
Yeah. A great granddaughter of Chafetz Chaim just passed away.
His daughter didn't pass away just maybe 10 years ago.
Who?
His daughter.
Really?
And
a grandson died a couple of months ago. And a great granddaughter died last week.
She's buried up in Arzation, not too far from Mike near Rabbi Yoshua's grandfather. The
Lashon
Shemarach, not too far from Reb Sheinberg.
Okay. And Kriyat Shema The Maaseh the Jews has everything he needs for his Judaism. If he just listens to what he's saying, he'll find Musar, he'll find strengthening himself, he'll find guidance in Emuna. It's not Stam that this mitzvah we have in our life, to say it many times a day. We say it in Korbanot, and we say it in Shacharit, and we say it in Kriyat Shema of the night, in Kriyat Shema of Arvit. Right? We say it all day. If you put on Rabbeinu Tam, you say it when you say Rabbeinu Tam. All day you're saying Kriyat Shema. Okay? At least three times a day we say it. And that's what the halacha is, that you're supposed to say it word for word. Every word separately. Okay? Shema, Yisrael, with not this sort of the words, and understand what you're saying. Like you're counting money. When someone counts money, let's say not coins, someone's counting 200 shekel bills, okay? You make sure he counts each one, right? It's 200 shekels, it's a lot of dicha. Okay? $100 bills. Ah, chaval al hazman.
$1,000 bills.
Yeah, such a thing?
Yeah, there's a $10,000 bill also.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if they use them anymore, but they were just for bank, between banks.
Alright, so it's like a shtar, it's not really a...
No, but it was $10,000.
I know in Europe they have 500 euro, the biggest. I held one of those ones. If I tell you how he got it, it's an interesting long story, not for today. So, Adkan for today, Yom Hashem, Yom Hamishi, Hashem, we're going together.